Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. I am so glad that you've joined us here today. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024. And there's so much going on in March. Of course, happy spring. I just hope that our weather becomes spring-like here in Michigan. And then, of course, we know that in a couple of weeks, we'll celebrate Resurrection Day. And of course, it's Women's History Month. But you know the drill. Before we get into our podcast, I would like you to grab your coffee or your tea or your water. I'm drinking water this week and join in on the conversation. Oh, let's start out with celebrating and honoring women today. And by doing that, let me see if I can. All right. Oh, wow. I thought I had this all set up. Okay, here we go.
I can feel time is coming now to reveal. I've been waiting for time to do it. And won't let nothing hold me down. Gotta do it. Because I'm in a change, I believe. For one, I can have it, I believe. From the phone, you know, then I can do it. I think I'll tell myself again, I can do it. Yeah. And I'm not going to be my way. Yeah.
All right. It's our time, women's. It's time for us to shine and to let our gift be known to the world. And that's what I want to continue to talk about for this entire month. We're honoring and saluting women. And as you know, we've had a many of women before us who's gone on before us that has made the mark. And so we're standing on the shoulders of some many, many great women. So let's be mindful and know that your gift, whatever your purpose is, you need to demonstrate that. And allow God to show the world that we can do all things through Christ. Amen. So I want to share a video, I mean, my PowerPoint with you. Let's just start from here. And as you can see here, this is Women History Month. And let's not make a mistake about this. We're honoring women for the impact not only do we make to our families, to our communities, to our society, but to the world. And so when we see what the inroads and how we've made such a dramatic change to the world, we're not just mothers, we're not just wives, we're not just the mother of children. We are doing great things, and God wants us to use our gifts and our talents to show and display to the world. So with that, I just want to go over some of the different ways that we have made an inroad to society. That's included in the political arena, that's including in the arts and entertainment career arena, the legal arena, and so many other different sectors of our life. So let's just take a stroll back and see how we as women have made an impact into the world. And I mentioned earlier about the arts and the entertainment. How can we not forget Beyonce? You know, she's even coming out with a country album on the 29th of March. So check that out. I do like country music, so I'll be interesting to see the album that's coming out. So let's make sure we honor her for her different endeavors. She went from R&B or pop, hip hop or whatever, and now she's going into a different genre. So we are so flexible. We can go from one thing to another and allow our gifts to expand. Of course, in the acting arena, we know that women are now being producer, executive producers, not just being a part in the movie. Angela Bassett and Angela Jolie are just a few to name how women are making a great impact in our society. Let's talk about the political arena. Shirley Chisholm was the first African Black woman that ran for president, okay? And even now in 2023, we have a vice president who's an African-American woman. So we have made a lot of inroads into these different arenas, into these different areas. And as you can see, women are making an impact in the local the local area, local governments, as well as the federal government. In fact, in January of this year, I went to witness a very dear friend who was, we were colleagues at GM, and we both retired, but she stepped into the political arena and she was made the mayor of a great city here in Michigan. So kudos to her and so many other women, governors and just everything that they could imagine they want to do, allow their gifts to use. And even yours truly stepped her her toe into the political arena back in 2009. But God, let me know that's not my area. Stay in your lane, Mary. And so, but I was able to at least reach out and see if my gifts would fit in that arena. But it wasn't for me. But I support everyone that's in that arena because we need more women to be in that sector of this of society as well, right? We can't forget about the fashion arena. So many times, you know, women, I know even locally here, we have people who are very fashion conscious, and they're able to know about the body, our bodies. Sometimes men can do that as well. But Coco Chanel said, you know, we've got to learn how to respect and honor our bodies, and fashion plays a big part as, in the woman role. Amen. So we know that they've done great things in that arena. We can't forget about educational. Myself being an educator, women impact society for the better. I know because God made us to be nurturer just as a natural thing. Whether you're an aunt or whether you're a mother or whether you're a sister, we just know how to nurture and see the potential in our young people and other people. And so we see how we can be great teachers, great educators. And so they say the most famous teacher in the history of time, I think about women who just is homeschooling their kids. You know, I know the public school system is there for the larger majority of people, but some women and men have also allowed them to use their gifts and allow them to use their talents to be able to homeschool and to teach our future leaders about not only academic, but morally and all about emotional and all how to be a team player. So we got to learn how we have impact in the educational sector by large for the better. And then of course we can't forget about in the church for so long. I remember when I was a young girl, we would be in the church and I would come back home in my community, in my neighborhood, and we would imitate what we saw in church. Of course, it was only men in the pulpit. And now God has even allowed women or always had women in mind to do the work of his, to do his will. And so we know, I'm looking at Bishop Jackie McCullough, you know, what a powerful woman. I was listening to her before she was even a bishop, and she would visit different churches. And I mean, just a powerful woman of God, impacting lives, impacting churches, impacting the world. And of course, we know Priscilla Schreider, she played acting, and so she's an author. And also she's a powerful woman in the pulpit, sharing the goodness and the word of God. So, you know, there's no limitation what we as women can do, because God said we can do all things, you know, through God who's going to strengthen us. So I put Mother Teresa up there because I love her heart, loved how she just said, just do the best you can where you are. You know, sometimes we think we need a platform. We don't necessarily need a pulpit. We don't necessarily need an audience, if you will. But we need people that we care about and make an impact. Because we're the church. You know, it's not the building. We, the people of God, the saints of God, are the church. And we need to make an impact on the world and let them know that you can receive a message. You can receive a revelation. You can receive wisdom even from the women. Amen. So we got to remember that we are making such a great impact in so many areas of our lives. So don't limit yourself. You might think what I do may not make an impact, but I promise you, if you have impact or influence even one person, you've done a great deed. You've done a great job, because what we need to do is just allow our gifts, allow our purpose, allow our talent to reach out. If you just reach one, and that one would reach two, it's like that multiplication of things. And that two would reach eight, and then that eight would reach 16. So we can allow how God impact just the world. And so don't think that what you do is insignificant. It's not. Is very significant. If someone is depending on you to influence them, to encourage them, to uplift them, to inspire them. And our very lives can represent that. So women, we could do great things. We can do great things. And with that, as many of you know, I am a leadership coach as well as a speaker. And I just want to offer a very special for all the women for the remaining of March. And these classes that I'm offering, I call them leadership training or leadership mastermind. And I think about my mentor, John Maxwell. He said, in order to be relevant and relatable, we must learn something new every day. And so many times, once we get out of school and we live our life, and as they say, we're lifey, we think we've done all that we need to do. There's always an opportunity to stretch, to grow, to add value, not only to yourself, but to others. And so I want to share with you, let me just click into this, if I can show that with you. Unleash your potential and ignite your journey towards personal development and growth. I will be offering in the month of April, but the special starts in March here. Three different mastermind classes, or what you want to call leadership training or personal growth. The first one is 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And what I mean by that, this is a book by John Maxwell. I'm a certified John Maxwell trainer, and I'm able to teach these classes. And I've done it before, and people, the feedback that I receive, you know, I've learned about myself. You will learn the 15 Invaluable Laws. One law is a law of intentionality. You know, you just don't grow or expand just you got to be very intentional about that. The law of the mirror, the law of self-awareness, and so many more. And so that class is going to be offered. And then I also be offering Put Your Dream to the Test. You know, here we are in this, ending up the first quarter of this year in a couple of weeks. What you have a dream of, is it really your dream? Or is it someone else's dream? Are you able to manifest that dream? Are you able to put that dream into full effect? I always say, wake up and let the dream begin and make it a fruition and make it. So your dream has power. It can inspire you. And so I'm offering that class also in April. And then the last one, become a person of influence. You know, that's what leadership is. If you impact or influence someone else, you are a leader. It's not a title. It's not a position. And many people are in a position or it has that title and they're not a true leader. But if you've influenced someone, you are a leader. And so it's going to make an impact. First, you got to influence yourself and lead yourself well. So those are the three classes that I'll be offering. But I also want to show you in this thing here, if you can see it, I thought I could enlarge it. It's just, these are the books that will be, what you will receive is a complete workbook. It'll be 6 weeks. Like I said, it'll start in April. It'll be 75 minutes. We'll start at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. And we'll go all the way until 6:30, 7:30, to about 7:45. And that way you have a chance to meet with other like-minded women who's also want to be able to know how to grow themselves, how to be a power of influence, and also to manifest their dream and make it a reality. So there are just three different classes, and the classes will be 6 weeks. And I tell you, the special rate that I'm offering is normally rated at $137 per person. I'm offering to women all over $57 for a 6 weeks course. So if you want to take the 15 Invaluable Laws, you pay $57, that link that I have here. You can reach out to me on Facebook. I'll show you how to get that link. And you can register right here today and right now. And the class will start in April, the first week in April. That way I'll send you my virtual assistant will send you the workbook once you register. And I tell you, that 6 weeks going to change your life. Just like we saw the women that made an impact on the world, you, a woman, can also make an impact on the world, first starting with yourself. Because when we grow and stretch ourselves, expand our horizon, and you know me, I always say start with your mindset. If you believe that you can do it. So you got to start with the right mindset. You got to start with people who are doing positive things, is growing and stretching, and that would allow you to grow and stretch. Because, you know, we can't just stay in one place. We can't stay in that comfort zone. You know, God said, you know, I want to enlarge your territory. That was a prayer of Jabez. And he enlarged his territory. And God wants to do the same thing for each of you. You have great potential. You have great insight. You have great wisdom. And God wants to tap into that. And sometimes we go, oh, I'm getting too old. You're never too old. As long as you're breathing, have breath in your body, you still have an opportunity to stretch, to grow, to add value, not only to your life, but to others. And when we do that, you'll see a new perspective about your life, about the world, and know that there's so much yet more to learn and to grow. And so with honoring women this month, Women History Month, I want to honor each of my sisters. I just almost beseech you, and I can promise you that you will not regret signing up for any of those classes. You will not regret saying yes to yourself and yes to the full potential that's ahead of you. And so with that, I just encourage you. I will have the website on Wisdom Wednesday podcast, as well as my Facebook page. And I know you will thank me later and say, Dr. Mary, thank you so much, because I need to have just that next step, that level up, because it's your time to shine. It's your time to grow. It's your time to expand. And I tell you, we'll be doing this together. And I tell you, it's going to be a wonderful event, a wonderful time of learning, growing, and stretching. And you'll be saying, wow, I could do even more than that, because, you know, there's so much more to be offered. So with that, I'm not going to keep you long. I want you to get on with your day. I pray that you had some kind of wisdom nuggets received today, because we need each other. I always say we're not an island to ourselves. I need you and you need me, and women helping women, women supporting women, women having collaboration with other women. That's going to make the world even greater than what it is, because we have so much to offer to the world. And with that, I'll say bye now. I'll see you next month. It's April already. I can't believe it. And so in April, I have a new lineup for Wisdom Wednesday podcast. I'm still deciding what I'm going to do. It's a couple of weeks yet, but I want to talk about things that will be interesting to the audience. So maybe you want to jot down some of the things you want to hear coming up. I know with the springtime coming up, maybe about vacations, different things that we can talk about. So I'll keep you posted and keep me posted. Until then, remember, you can do all things that God's intended for you to do. And when you do it, you step out on faith, you know that you are doing the things that you need to do. Okay, bye for now.